Anchor.
I can neck it.
Get with us. Get with us. You want money? We can get it there. Anchor. You want to start your own way? You want to make a living? You want to make a way for your family and yourself? Well, how about start your own podcast with Anchor? It'll be good for you. For real. Yeah, man, we out here again. Like I say, podcast is with me. Never in a motherfucking studio closed in where people can, you know. I'm on the block with my shit, man. I'm live, y'all. Real rap. I got my man Kev with me again, you know. And guess what, y'all? I got a special guest with y'all for y'all tonight. I got motherfucking Mona Isha Lynette. Ghost, Eminem, Forever Production.
This for my clarification. What's the name? Who you got? What's the special guest name?
Mona Isha Lynette.
Mona Isha Lynette.
Huh. Man. Poor Picasso, baby. We
put
all
the emphasis
block.
On that.
Wifey.
Respect that.
Wife. Yeah. But we on the block, man. We were just talking about rehabilitation. Like, this part two of the first episode we had, you know, the other episode we had, we was on the block, we was kicking it. Brother had just got out the joint, you know, he was expressing himself how he felt.
You talking about Brother Ike, aka yeah. Trey.
Correct.
Okay.
We was talking about that, you know what I mean? And, so yeah, we out here tonight, man. We on the boat, we on the porch, man. Got the mosquito, what you call that shit?
Repellent
burning. Got the motherfucking liquor on deck. We got the tree, man. We in this motherfucking light.
You gonna show our ass to Mario Yammy family? What'd you call it? Mona Isha. Isha, Miss
Lynette.
We gonna show our ass to Mario.
Oh, and guess what, y'all? I just got a new job. I started my new job today. I'm a motherfucking miscellaneous tech now. Running around people's yards, man, spraying mosquito pesticide in the mulch, flower bushes around the house, all that, you know. Just learned that today. First day today, but I'm ready to go on my own, like, by myself without no training with me, because I know what I'm doing now. But anyway, let's get back to the thing at hand. We talking about rehabilitation. And so far, in my rehabilitation, I say, in the 4 years and some change that I have been out, I can actually say that I have progressed.
Tremendously.
Oh, that ain't even the word. There's no word for the progress that I have made in the 4 years that I have been out. Some people haven't even gotten to the point where I'm at. And a lot of people has been out this long and they ain't even nowhere near where I'm at. But that's not here nor there. But rehabilitation, as I was saying, is about uplifting
freedom.
And helping people. You know, because of the things that you did when you was inside to get you there, now that you're out in the world, you have to give back to the people, man. And so I'm going to turn it over and let Mona Isha Lynette say her 2 cents of what she thinks she need to say. But then again, she says she don't want to fuck with y'all right
can
now.
Can I
so.
Just say something? Hey, sister, why won't you just let the people know where you started from and what made you, what happened in your... You know, your course through going in life, what made you change the way you used to be to get you where you at? And I mean, what was it like? Was it
change? I'm still the same person.
You conduct yourself a different way though.
I still conduct myself either way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've still been the same all my years.
Oh, nothing that's changed. Heavy. That being said, you know what I mean.
What about
not everybody is just not as lucky as you are. So I mean, I condone you for that. I mean, my hat, I had a hat on, take it off. Yeah, that's different. But since Sister Lisa, the one, Isha. Don't Isha mean, what's that?
Isha means hope.
Hope, okay, yeah. Okay. That's Arabic, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I got hope.
You hear that, y'all?
I guess I'm in the presence of hope.
You hear that? Hope. See what I merit? Hope. You ain't as lucky as I am. Ha ha ha. Yeah. But, things, man, change people, man. People change, man, according to circumstances and events that happen in life. Some of them can be impacted. Whereas, though, it could be death. It could be eviction. Being kicked out of your house.
And addiction.
Car. Told.
Loss.
You missed out on the payment. And the people come told repo your car.
Depression all itself.
Depression all itself.
I second that.
I
so
third
for
that.
Listen on. For all honesty, for the past 2 or 3 days, right, the way how my fiance and put me through the stress that I've been through, we like literally going to work over 13 hours, 14, 15 hours a day, like literally busting my ass and breaking my back, lifting furniture up and down steps to multiple floors, sweating, burning calories, and forgetting if to feed myself, to put them calories back in my body, to happen to come home and have to clean after other folks, knowing that I cleaned the house before that. But then, not only doing that, but after I come home and do all the cleaning, and after doing 13 hours of cleaning, I lean in for a kiss or a hug or how you doing, all I get is a cold shoulder like that. I mean, but
now what y'all think, no, y'all? They be add a flag to this one right here, so we'll know to come back to this one. This, what y'all think about that, y'all? Y'all heard what he said, right? I need y'all to give me some feedback on that one right there. What you think he should do? Huh? This man, he go to work, bust his ass, take care of people that don't appreciate him taking care of them. Goes all out to do what he have to do to secure his home. And now, you heard what he said, right? He goes out to work, come back, and he feel like all the shit he done for that day was not appreciated. And then he come home to a kiss or a hug. But he get a cold shoulder, y'all. What you think? Talk to me. Get back with me on that one, y'all. Real shit.
The only guy say also said, because right now I'm being one-sided. Not only that, well, it's just like that, because I'm not going to say it's not all on her. Okay.
Oh, the truth coming out now, y'all.
Yeah, listen. Because the reason why I say that, because majority of shit that I do,
hey,
I don't do it just for me. I mean, I'm the type of boy that walk around with the same fucking clothes on year after year after year after next. Fucking sneezing, boots are dick, dog. I don't give a fuck about that. But I know, but at the end, as long as like my people, like my son, my fiance, as long as I know they're well fed, clothes, happy and warm, I don't care, I'll be broke all fucking day.
But is it reciprocated though, my nigga?
Yes, it is. No, it's not, actually, no.
No, it's not reciprocated.
No.
Again.
I don't feel appreciated. Yeah, little gifts or thank yous and I love you. That's not a fucking no. I'm going on my way. Like, right now, this girl got fucking Chris Brown tickets out fucking fully. Man. I ain't get a fucking thank you. All I fucking was getting for the past few was, oh, you didn't spend your money to go do this with these people instead of doing it with me. What the fuck do I look like giving you money to supply both our habits? Like, we both smoke weed. I don't smoke weed like she do.
Mm.
I mean, I went out my way to get money for weed. You said this is what you needed, so I gave it to you. You know what I mean?
Not appreciated, y'all. Not appreciated.
Just because I didn't give her. Why?
Not appreciated. That's crazy.
Why would I give you money if we a couple? Why would I give you money towards some shit that we both doing? I'm not doing that. You saw weed. I'm only doing that shit because I'm the type of dude that can budget on $20, but I'm happy if I had $100 on. That $100 lasts me all fucking month. I got every fucking thing that I need in the house. I don't spend no cash, no food unless it's hot. I mean, my EBT card. And I don't even carry my own for EBT card. When I got it, I get that shit activated. Babe, huh? Take it.
Ah.
You need this to be paid, huh?
The food stamp card, y'all. He give that up too. Damn.
Let me see you later, bro.
What the fuck do he got on his own? Come on now. Y'all need to give me some feedback on this one for real, dog. Shit, hold on.
You seen the pictures I did when I came out of pocket to take us to Vegas for a week. You seen the pictures, right? Bro.
I seen it.
I can't even get no ass when I was on a trip, bro. We in a whole different fucking state. Yes.
Hold on.
Yeah. Cigarettes, $20.
Huh, my man.
$1 water down here is fucking $5. Damn near $5 out there.
My man said he paid for a trip to Las Vegas with his fiance. He get there, they got everything you can imagine to accommodate them while they there. And the man can't even get no loving from his own fiance. 65 inch
screen TV in the bedroom, king size bed, fucking walk-in shower, jacuzzi in the bathroom, the hotel by itself around fucking Raymond $375.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's your exit.
I gotta step off on that one, y'all. Real shit, man. But it is what it is, man. Sometimes, man, this is the gem that I gotta give y'all.
Let me
drop this gem. Sometimes you can't control who you love.
No.
You cannot control who you love. With that being said, if you can find some kind of salvation or some type of turning point where you and that person can become one, then that's something you need to strive for. But if there's no need and you see that there's no budging in that person, then sometimes we gotta make the ultimate sacrifice, and we got to bounce even when we don't want to. Our hearts say we stay, but we ain't getting what we feel we giving back, so we need to find somewhere else where we can get that from somebody else. But if you can make it work, make it work. But if you can't make it work, you gotta go. Real shit.
I can't say, other people might, you know, disagree with me with what I'm about to say, because people say, if you are in a happy relationship, how can you step out of it?
Are you happy?
I'ma say
what. Are you happy? Fuck all that, I'ma say. Are you? Yeah. Yes or no?
Yeah, I am. I'm happy. But also,
but see, no, listen, but changes no, everything he about listen, to say
it's
now.
It's not gonna be the but that everybody think. It's the but that, cause I'ma say it's like, cause I had my bad days when I'm on it. I'm in my thinking point, like, you know what? Fuck this in this relationship. Fuck this job. Go do me. Cause can't nobody do me better than me, you know. But I also know, as I'm older, that me doing me didn't land. I mean. Me doing me landed me where I didn't want to be or should be, you know. And bro, I'm a fucking artist, bro. You see, and people when I fucking drop these pictures all to the new bit of clients I have.
How can the people find you though? Where can they find your stuff at?
You know, you can find me on IG, Kevin Sanders or SandersK64, even on Facebook, Kevin Sanders. I mean, my email is actually KevinSanders64@gmail. I mean, you can always find me. I accept any and everybody as rich friends.
Well, y'all heard how y'all can get at my man, but we gotta end this episode because it's time consuming. But as I was saying, if you can salvage a relationship, please do that. Don't try to find the exit route out the first chance you get. If you can make it work, make it work. If you can't, and you try numerous and numerous and numerous and numerous of times to make it work and it's just not working,
hey bro,
then you got to do what you got to do.
Yo, fam, listen, can I say this last thing? This shit off of what you said. Listen, like I said, my relationship ain't perfect. I had my fucking days when I'm like, fuck it. You know what I mean? But me being through what I've been through over time and being with other females that didn't treat me right, or even I'm not perfect. I fucked up and did some shit too. Mm. But I would rather, this relationship right here, I would rather save this shit as many times as possible than rather start over with somebody else. Because I had, like I said, I had my fucking days where I'm like, fuck this bitch. Excuse my language, sister. I'm like, fuck this, fuck her, fuck everything. But after all that shit done passed, I'm like, no, what the fuck, man? I'm not doing this shit over. Because this girl held me down with the thick and thin through my addiction, through incarcerations. Like, when I call home, I'm telling her, I ain't got shit to eat. Like, I'm on a bridge and going through the fucking hole, robbing a nigga just for fucking a soup that I'm not going to even be able to cook. I'm going to eat it straight out the packet. She there telling me, babe, listen, don't do that. Like, don't worry, I get paid this, you know what I mean? I got this. Showing up a fucking bag. When I fucking confessed to her, this is what I've been doing. This is why I can't see you. Now I've been getting high. She said, listen. When I told her, I'm like, listen, I can't do this relationship. Like, I mean, I'm sorry for hurting you because you're a good girl. This is why, this is why I can't spend my time with you because this is what I've been doing getting high. So I'll let you know that now. So listen, I'm done. I'm going to let you go before the shit get any farther. Instead of her, I'm like, taking an easy route. I'm like, you know what? Me and fuck you. I can't be with no fucking nobody that was smoking crack or anything. You know what she did? She said, I appreciate you for the honesty. But I don't need you to make no decisions for me. I mean, because I'm in this relationship. I'm in it for you. I don't give a fuck what you did or what you're doing now. Like, I'm in it for you. And this is why I'm brought up. Right now, today, speaking today, you know, August 11th, Eli's birthday, I all had fucking 6 years clean, smoking hard, bro. Six fucking years, bro.
Well.
And at one time, I was always thinking, I'm like, I can never see myself not smoking crack, not robbing and stealing and destroying my habit and me missing days and me choosing to get high over, you know, wash my ass or feeding myself, bro. And motherfuckers from my hood, they when they see me and talk to me over Facebook, I'm like, bro, I see you, all your pictures out there and Timberlands and Light Cool, and like, why you doing that? I'm like, because, bro, like, I'm at that point in my life, like, I ain't got no enemies. I ain't got no, what do you call it, opposites. I ain't got no ops. I mean, I can wake up in the morning, go to my fucking porch, with a fucking cup of coffee, and I speak to all my neighbors, like, I huff them, and I wear, walk them out on my slippers and anything, and everything, you know what I mean? Because I'm comfortable, I'm happy, I ain't got no fucking enemies on
you,
there.
You got enemies, my nigga.
No. I don't.
Trust me, we all got them. Listen.
I mean, listen.
They're not breathing, you know, physical.
Oh, no, I hear you. But yeah, with that part too, I mean, the only enemies I ever got is because the people that see me and they say, oh, damn, he think he better than me, or because he go to work every day, or he don't really fucking be out there and smoking and doing this. Okay.
And you know what?
You ain't got a problem with me. I ain't got a problem with
and
you.
And you know what they call them people? Haters.
We all got haters. That's a fucking job, bro.
We all got it.
I don't get mad about that shit. Because you fucking hate me because me waking up every day and going to work and going to the fucking deli, then go straight to the fucking house and not hanging out on the streets. You doing your fucking job. You making me think that I'm doing something right.
Exactly.
That's a fucking job. Exactly. I'm not mad at you for that.
Not
even
at
just
all.
Like the other day, when I was fucking with you, I seen the young boy and shit, probably no older than 22, 23. I said, oh, what's up? When I said that, this nigga ready to lock my fucking head up. I said, bro, listen, it ain't even that deep. I seen your brother, simply speaking, saying, how you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, we move different out here. Okay. That's how you move. I'm out your way.
That's how he move.
I mean, you want to move that way, I'm going to move right the fuck about your way. I mean, yeah, I'm 33 years old, but I ain't got no time for this shit, man. This your block.
East End, baby.
You got it. I'm done. Swag,
go down
that
East End.
They don't care.
They don't care.
I heard about these fucking young boys at the fucking Christmas countries the other day. They talking about I shot the nigga in the leg the other day just because he was disrespecting my porch.
What you say?
Excuse my language, but yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All that good shit.
Right. Like, man, that's how these dudes go, man. You really claiming a block that the government fucking built? Are you serious?
But that's the mentality, though. Like,
you got it. This your block, bro.
When you, like, you are that which you come from. Now, I say that to say this. Now, if you come from when you come from a place of nothing and no influence, like you have nobody to look up to, and everything you see around you is corrupt. Then that's what you become. Corruption. So, with that being said, sometimes you have to move from out of that environment in order for you to become who you need to become. And that comes with sacrifice. Back to what I was saying when my man was talking earlier about his situation. Sacrifices are made, and they are to be stuck to until you reach your goal, what you're trying to accomplish. With that being said, we're going to end this one here. 9:08. Guys, I got to get ready to go to work in the morning. Have my little fun for the night, man. I enjoyed this podcast with my wife. First time my special guest appeared in our podcast, is that I am so honored and well appreciated for her insight that she gave us tonight. Real shit. My man Kev, Paul Picasso, Mona Isha Lynette, Eminem Forever Productions.
And you notice.
Get with us.